This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the August-September issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have a few more reviews in literary fiction, including a review of Perfect Little World by Kevin Wilson. It's an Earphones winner, and it's read by Therese Plummer. Then we turn our attention to reviews in young adult literature. I have a review of Geekerella by Ashley Poston, read by Eileen Stevens and Tristan Morris. Let's get right to it. Literary fiction, we are continuing, and here's Perfect Little World by Kevin Wilson, read by Therese Plummer. It's an Earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, our reviews, many of them carry a QR code, which when you scan it with your smartphone will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code, and if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Okay, again, Perfect Little World, Kevin Wilson, Earphones winner, read by Therese Plummer. Therese Plummer's thoughtful narration ably explores this offbeat novel's meditation on family. The story features Izzy Poole, a pregnant high school graduate who receives an intriguing offer from the Dr. Preston Grind to join a research project called the Infinite Family, in which parents collectively rear their offspring. Plummer narrates Izzy's thoughts with a musing, restrained tone, even when cracks in the collective family threaten the group's perfect little world. When occasional flashes of passion and anger reverberate, they are all the more striking against the quiet backdrop of Plummer creates. She voices a large cast of characters and deftly distinguishes each, with Izzy being especially delightful. Plummer's intimate tone invites listeners to reflect on the poignant imperfections inherent in families of all kinds. Jesse C. Grierson wrote that review of Perfect Little World by Kevin Wilson. It's read by Therese Plummer, an Earphones winner, and it's from Harper Audio for 12.25 hours, unabridged. Next, we have The Wanderers by Meg Howry. It, too, is an Earphones winner, this one read by Mojan Marnot. Mojan Marnot narrates a story about the training for an expedition to Mars with expert voicing of the many characters. Prime Space, a private company, has selected three astronauts to send to Mars. Before they can go, they must withstand a 17-month-long simulation of the trip to test their psychological and physical well-being, all, paradoxically, in intense isolation but under constant observation. Marnot transitions smoothly between the accents and distinct personalities of astronauts Helen, Sergei, and Yoshi, as well as their families and observers who are going about their everyday lives on Earth. This moving audiobook is less about traveling in space than it is about the extremes to which humans can push themselves, the masks they use to obscure themselves from others, and the challenges of being the one left behind. Emily E. Connolly wrote that review of The Wanderers by Meg Howry, an Earphones winner read by Mojan Marnot, available from Penguin Audio for 10.75 hours unabridged. Our next review is The Dark Flood Rises. It's by Margaret Drabble, and it's read by Anna Bentinck, and it's an Earphones winner. The masterful novel by the great English author Margaret Drabble is beautifully served by Anna Bentinck's low-key and sensitive performance, which permits the book's language and meaning to shine. Ostensibly about Fran, a woman of a certain age, who assesses sheltered housing for the elderly and her relationships with friends, relatives, and acquaintances, the novel is a consideration of the choices we make in youth and age and a peon to surviving those choices, including how to make one's way through being old. It's a lovely considered novel for listeners of all ages. When needed, Bentinck gives unique voices to different characters, but it's mostly her rhythm, pacing, and audible love of the book that makes her performance glow. Aurelia C. Scott wrote that review of The Dark Flood Rises by Margaret Drabble, an Earphones winner, read by Anna Bentinck. It's available from Dreamscape for 13.5 hours unabridged. Next, we have House of Names by Colm Tóibín, read by Juliette Stevenson, Charlie Anson, and Pippa Nixon. When it comes to female characters who have something to say, Colm Tóibín, author of the intense Nora Webster and the scorching Testament of Mary, is on a roll. This time he's written his version of the Greek myth about King Agamemnon, who kills his daughter Iphigenia to make the winds rise, engendering the enmity of his wife and Iphigenia's mother, Clytemnestra. Juliet Stevenson channels Clytemnestra with an icy fury and her usual marvelous diction. She's calm like the quiet before a tsunami and utterly riveting. When the point of view shifts partway through to other children, Orestes, performed by Charlie Anson, and Electra, voiced by Pippa Nixon, it's a surprise. But don't worry, they're as fierce as Stevenson in this mesmerizing ancient yet modern tale. Aurelia C. Scott wrote that review of House of Names by Colm Tóibín. It's read by Juliet Stevenson, Charlie Anson, and Pippa Nixon. It's from Simon & Schuster Audio for 8.75 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is The One Inside by Sam Shepard, with Patti Smith doing the foreword, and it's read by Bill Pullman, with Patti Smith doing that foreword, and it is an Earphones winner. The gravelly voice of narrator Bill Pullman sets the mood for this introspective monologue of an aging actor who dreams of his late father and contemplates the women who remain vivid in his memory. Pullman finds the soul of this short novel, pulling out the rhythm of the prose, transforming it to poetry. The language is striking and sparse, reminiscent of theater directions, and highlights the protagonist's tangle of recalled events and truths. His father's affair with a young woman, movie set moments, a marriage gone wrong, the sounds of the desert. Don't expect a straightforward plot. The beauty of this audiobook is in Shepard's words and Pullman's performance. An extra treat for listeners is author-musician Patti Smith's deft reading of her insightful foreword. Candace B. Levy wrote that review of The One Inside. It's by Sam Shepard, and it's read by Bill Pullman, with forewords by Patti Smith. And it's an Earphones winner from Random House Audio for 4.5 hours unabridged. Our last literary fiction review today is The Book of Polly by Katie Heppenstall, read by Jenna Lemia, and it's an Earphones winner. Conceived in something close to a bona fide miracle when Polly was 57 years old, 10-year-old Willow worries that her now 68-year-old chain-smoking mother will succumb to the bear, Willow's name for cancer. Narrator Jenna Lemia is just terrific as the outspoken Willow. She completely immerses herself in the child's perception and descriptions of Polly's life. When Polly takes over, Lemia is utterly convincing, showing her to be irreverent, outspoken, and cantankerous, with a take-no-prisoners attitude and a fondness for margaritas. As Willow enters her teen, her best friend becomes her boyfriend, and the bear rears its ugly head. This story could have been sickeningly sweet, but Kathy Heppenstall's writing is crisp and never sentimental, and Lemia's character portraits are honest and engaging. Wonderful listening. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of The Book of Polly. It's by Kathy Heppenstall, and Earphones winner, read by Jenna Lemia, from Penguin Audio for 9.25 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Okay, we turn our attention now to young adult listening, and our first review today is Openly Straight. Openly Straight, Book One by Bill Konigsberg, read by Pete Cross. It's an Earphones winner. Rafe, who's been out since he was 14, escapes labeling by leaving Colorado for a private boys' school in New England. From the first, Pete Cross's narration describes the high spirits of Rafe and his family. His loving mother is overly involved and well-intentioned. His father is jokey as he records his big event. Rafe teases his parents affably as he prepares for his new great adventure. The humor continues outwardly throughout the book, but Cross undercuts it with Rafe's uncomfortable inner feelings as he blithely joins jock clubs and masks his former self. When a sensitive teacher urges him to write honestly, Cross's delivery reflects how Rafe wrestles with honesty, hides truths in romantic relationship, and finally faces the painful path to becoming his real self. Susie Wild wrote that review of Openly Straight, Book One. It's by Bill Konigsberg, read by Pete Cross. It's an Earphones winner, and it's from Dreamscape for 9 hours, unabridged, ages 14 and up. And just a reminder that you are listening to the August-September issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that helps you to discover the world of audiobooks. Our next review today is Honestly Ben, Openly Straight, Book 2. It's an Earphones winner, read by Dan Bittner, written by Bill Konigsberg. Dan Bittner's narration develops the unique personality of 17-year-old Ben, a secondary character in Konigsberg's earlier book, Openly Straight. At the end of that story, Ben has pushed away Rafe, his best friend with whom he had a brief lover relationship. In this follow-up, Bittner quickly reveals Ben's intelligence and introspection. His delivery continually contrasts Ben's sensitivity with the insensitivity of others. His gruff and domineering father, his macho baseball teammates, and his elite classmates at the boarding school to which he's earned a scholarship. In a complex portrait, Bittner captures Ben's confused central conflict. Is he gay or straight, or is he only gay for Rafe? Keeping the plot engaging, Bittner highlights Ben's search for his identity. Susie Wild wrote that review of Honestly Ben, Openly Straight, Book 2 by Bill Konigsberg, and Earphones winner read by Dan Bittner. It's available from Scholastic Audiobooks for 9.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Gentleman's Guide to Vice and Virtue by Mackenzie Lee, an Earphones winner read by Christian Coulson. Fair warning, it'll be hard to press pause once narrator Christian Coulson begins sweeping you along on this breathless historical adventure. Henry, Monty, Montague, his younger sister Felicity, and his best friend Percy set out from England for a grand tour of Europe, their last youthful fling before surrendering to adulthood. Coulson flawlessly gives voice to Monty's decadent rakishness, Percy's steady companionship, and Felicity's sharp intelligence. But there are deeper motivations at work here for all of the characters. Coulson conveys longing, frustration, and fear as their fortunes take one turn after another and evoke the changing locales as their journey progresses. It's all grandly, swooningly romantic, and Lee's smart writing is satisfying on every level, an absolute delight of a listen. That review by Jennifer M. Dowell is of The Gentleman's Guide to Vice and Virtue by Mackenzie Lee, read by Christian Coulson, an Earphones winner. It's from Harper Audio for 10.75 hours unabridged young adult, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is Bang by Barry Liga, read by Charlie Thurston. Narrator Charlie Thurston turns in an energetic performance of Liga's young adult novel. Sebastian, a high school senior who accidentally shot and killed his infant sister when he was 4 years old, can no longer live with the guilt and determines to end it all. Then he meets his new neighbor, Anissa. His friendship with Anissa, a practicing Muslim, gives Sebastian hope that life can be better. The tempo slows down a bit as the two create a YouTube channel featuring Sebastian making different kinds of pizzas, but picks up when the cruel baby killer and Islamophobic taunts show up in the video's comments. Thurston's skillful pacing as Sebastian reaches the edge of suicide again and will keep listeners glued to their earbuds. Sharon Grover wrote that review of Bang by Barry Liga. It's read by Charlie Thurston. It's from Hachette Audio for 5.5 hours of unabridged listening, ages 12 and up. Next, we have The Upside of Unrequited. It's by Becky Albertalli, read by Arielle DeLille. Arielle DeLille clearly differentiates the large cast of characters in this audiobook and the rainbow of feelings inherent in adolescent love. 17-year-old Molly is headed for crush number 27, and none have ended in so much as a kiss. DeLille's narration adds to the story's natural dialogue and honest emotions. She captures Molly's angst, which contrasts with her twin sister Cassie's confidence. Molly wonders if being sperm donor twins is the reason she's overweight and less dateable. As Cassie enters a more serious relationship with the beautiful Mina, Molly feels herself drifting apart from her twin and away from her family. She's more concerned about hiding her first promising crush than joining the celebration of their mother's wedding. The diversity of characters and crushes and the many views of individuation are well integrated into the story. Susie Wilde wrote that review of The Upside of Unrequited. It's written by Becky Albertalli, and it's read by Arielle DeLille. It's available from Harper Audio for 8 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. Our next review in young adult fiction is The Murderer's Ape. It's written by Jacob Vagelis, translated by Peter Graves, and it's read by Kimberly Farr, and it's an Earphones winner. Kimberly Farr convincingly renders every accent and personality of the many diverse characters in this unusual novel. In 1904, Sally Jones, a gorilla who can read and write, is caged until compassionate sea captain Henry Koskela purchases her. Farr's Sally Jones is fully believable as she recounts her story on an Underwood typewriter. When Koskela is falsely imprisoned for murder in Lisbon, Sally Jones works to prove his innocence with the help of kind friends. Especially noteworthy are Farr's voice and accent for a factory worker who introduces Sally Jones to an Italian luthier. Listeners will be riveted as Sally Jones endures imprisonment and betrayal when she travels to India to find the real murderer. Susan G. Baird wrote that review of The Murderer's Ape. It's by Jacob Vegeliu, and it's an Earphones winner read by Kimberly Farr. It's available from Listening Library for 13.75 hours unabridged, ages 12 and up. Next, we have Geekerella by Ashley Poston, read by Eileen Stevens and Tristan Morris. Narrator Eileen Stevens' subtle Southern accent and energizing performance are an out-of-this-world pairing for this reimagined Cinderella. Sounding intrepid and animated, Stevens never loses sight of Elle, whose love of the cult sci-fi show Starfield is her escape from her evil stepmother. When she begins texting a fellow fan, Elle thinks she may have found her Prince Charming. Little does she know that on the other side of the text is Darian Freeman, the teen heartthrob who is starring in Starfield Reboot. Narrator Tristan Morris's wonderfully theatrical voice never quite captures the young actor who is caught in a bout of ennui. Teens familiar with the intricacies of fandom will find the inside jokes a delightful addition to this contemporary fairy tale. Jessica E. Coates wrote that review of Geekerella by Ashley Poston. It's read by Eileen Stevens and Tristan Morris, and it's available from Blackstone Audio for 10.5 hours unabridged. Our next review in young adult fiction is The Pearl Thief by Elizabeth Wien, an Earphones winner, read by Maggie Service. Narrator Maggie Service's Scottish accents reflect the novel's strong sense of place. Those who wept at the fate of Julie, heroine of Codename Verity, will delight in meeting her 15-year-old self in this prequel. Service embodies all the emotions in the first-person narrative. Julie's sadness at the sale of her family's Scottish estate, curiosity about sexuality, envy at the freedom of her Scottish traveler friends, and anger at the prejudice shown them. Service captures the rhythms of the mystery that consumes Julie, involving an attacker who knocks her unconscious, a murder victim, and stolen pearls belonging to her grandfather. Nearing the audiobook's end, Service heightens the tension, and the twists and turns multiply, never losing the story's emotions and elegant language. Susie Wild wrote that review of The Pearl Thief by Elizabeth Wien. It's an Earphones winner, read by Maggie Service, available from Belinda Audio for 8 hours, unabridged young adult, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Okay, continuing in young adult literature, we have Vasa in the Night. It's written by Sarah Porter, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Madeline Mabee. Narrator Madeline Mabee's performance never wavers throughout this audiobook for teens. Magic appears in many forms in this Russian folktale turned modern-day horror story. Maybe maintains credibility and consistency throughout the many characters that populate the story, clearly distinguishing who or what creature is speaking. Especially well done are two lawyers, Picnic and Pangolin. Maybe's renditions of these two make them pop to life so that listeners believe in their vitality. Despite the gore and horror of the parts of the tale, one hears an underlying sadness steeped in hope that somehow Vasa, the heroine, can make it all right again. Maybe's presentation succeeds in fueling that hope. Elaine E. Sumner wrote that review of Vasa in the Night by Sarah Porter. It's an Earphones winner, read by Madeline Mabee from Recorded Books for 10.75 hours, unabridged, ages 12 and up. Next we have 10 Things I Can See From Here. It's written by Carrie Mack and Earphones winner, read by Susanna Jones. Narrator Susanna Jones's high-speed pacing conveys Maeve's jangly thoughts and obsession with every political scary outcome of her life, complete with research that feeds her anxiety. Jones does an equally fine job portraying minor characters. Whether calm, compassionate, or frustrated, these secondary characters allow listeners a bit of relief from Maeve's intensity. Maeve does have reason for concern as she moves in with her father and his family for 6 months. Her situation is complicated. Her father struggles with alcoholism. Her stepmother is determined to have a home birth. Her mother is working far away in Haiti with a new lover, and Maeve has just broken up with her girlfriend. Jones builds the tension and then relieves it as Maeve develops honesty, courage, and love for her new girlfriend. Susie Wild wrote that review of 10 Things I Can See From Here by Carrie Mack. It's an Earphones winner, read by Susanna Jones, and it's available from Audible, Inc. for 7 hours, unabridged, young adult. Next, we have The Go-Between by Veronica Chambers, read by Carla Souza. It's an earphones winner. Carla Souza, who plays Laurel on How to Get Away with Murder, creates a pitch-perfect, youthful narration of Cammy, the ultra-privileged teen whose life is transformed. When Cammy's Mexican telenova superstar mom moves the family to the U.S. to play a maid in an American television show, Cammy's new friends at Progressive Polestar Academy assume Cammy is an immigrant kid on a scholarship. Playing along, Cammy explores the immigrant experience as a cultural undercover crusader. Souza, who herself has starred in Mexican telenovelas, seamlessly moves from English to Spanish phrases and beautifully creates a wealth of engaging, clearly delineated characters for Cammy to interact with. This fun yet serious story will entertain a wide variety of listeners while making them think twice about the power of assumptions. Jesse C. Grierson wrote that review of The Go-Between by Veronica Chambers, an earphones winner read by Carla Souza. It's available from Listening Library for 5.5 hours, unabridged, ages 14 and up, and the magazine does carry a QR code. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have our regular feature, Listening With. This time we hear from avid listener Josephine Reed from Washington, D.C. After that, I have a few more reviews in young adult literature, including. We're going to children and family listening, including earphones winner Hello Universe by Erin Entrada Kelly, read by Ramon Diocampo and Amy Lynn Abelera. And She Persisted, 13 American Women Who Changed the World, written and read by Chelsea Clinton. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.